So for the sake of all mother sentient beings throughout the extents of limited space, I must attain by every means the state of full enlightenment Buddhahood. And for this purpose, we shall now listen to the teachings. So please adjust your motivation in such a way and listen in the perfect manner.
Yes.
The teaching that we're listening to is the teaching that encompasses all the essential instructions found in all the teachings of the Buddha. Which is called the Graduated Path to Enlightenment. And so within the outline of the text are the four main outlines showing the greatness of the teaching's author in order to establish it as of noble origin. Secondly, showing the greatness of the teaching in order to engender respect for instructions. Thirdly, how to listen to and explain the teachings. And then fourthly, how to lead students with the actual instructions. Within these, we have come to the portion on relying on the spiritual master, which is the root of the path. And within that, we have come upon the portion of training into how to train in faith, which is the root.
Yes.
So within the portion about how to rely upon the teacher, this is divided into two portions, how to rely in thought and how to rely in practice. The portion relying in thought and has two main portions, which is training in faith, which is the root, and remembering the teacher's kindness and being respectful. So this is a portion we have come upon. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're talking about the portion of remembering teacher's kindness, being respectful. Then in the text here, it quotes the Ten Teaching Sutra, which says that develop the following ideas with respect to teachers I've wandered for a long time to cycle existence, and they search for me. So here, since beginner's rebirth up to your present moment, we have been immersed in the ocean of cycle existence. We have been wandering within cycle existence. So being immersed and sunk within this ocean, then the spiritual master or the virtuous friend, then sort of like a boat, a ferry person, someone who sort of like a shipmaster, then they go out in search, for these beings who are immersed in cycle existence. So they then search for us within this ocean of cycle existence.
Mm-hmm. 다 유일한데 때목이 되신 이 녹이 세제다. 아니가 안아서 내가 도망 매번에 아니 너무 말이 비제 너무 말이 오게 되네. 되네. 단이 녹이 그래서 아 파비남 주야다. 아 근데 다시 왔지. 응 되게 삼마들 봐. 안 가니 이 녹이 그래서 아 근데 죄송한 말이 근데, 근데, 니, 니, 너, 대, 와, 대, 에, 그냥, 인, 주, 나, 아, 그래다. 아, 달람, 너, 근데, 소야, 에, 삼번 맞지, 왔지. 니, 너, 대, 그, 성, 농, 대, 에, 니, 너, 와, 대, 세, 지, 그, 초, 대, 에, 남아, 대, 대.
So, since we began rebirth until now, it says here, I've been asleep, having been obscured by delusion for a long time, and they wake me. So since beginning rebirth until now, we have been obscured by the darkness of ignorance, you know, the darkness or a lack of knowledge, you know, of ignorance, and this has due to that we have been in a sleep-like state, you know, in this, within a sleep-like state, you know, similar to ignorance or ignorant state, which is similar to sleep, we have not been. Our minds have not been searching for the path to liberation. You know, that mind which searches for the path to liberation becomes obscured or temporarily blocked. You know? So therefore, the Lama then wakes us up from this state and, you know, spurs us on to search for the path to liberation.
Yes. 람마레스 세비 잠든 세인네 동안나 속에 나르데가 돼 다 람미 주테 덴데제네 근데 세비 잠든 야 타가지 용기가지 대인도 근데 다 세비 잠든 진세게 속에 람마데
장애베 Yes. Then the text continues to say they pull me out from the depths of the ocean of existence. So we sentient beings have been caught up or sunk within the ocean of cyclic existence for a long time, and we are, we experience, we've been, the experience of the various sufferings of the cyclic existence. We've constantly been tormented or tortured by the various sufferings of cyclic existence. So the Lama, by teaching the Dharma towards us, then causes us to be free from this state of cyclic existence. So it's similar to the Lama actually pulling us out from this ocean of cyclic existence.
Lama membership of Lama Zombaton is Tanda Pinjela, and then Arazo, there the Nyomu Wongi, Koa the Jewane, Tendrik and Lam, Koa the Jayak and Lama, don't Koa the Tapi, Lamna, don't Manuzo, Chadi. In the ten, Tenga Lam and Malan Rode at the Lam and Batini, Tortone, Taban Tamiji Milam, Chinginza, Lam Zombaton Jita.
Then the text verdict says that I've entered a bad path and revealed a good path to me. So this means that, you know, since we as reapers, we have been under the influence of karma and afflictive emotions, and due to that, you know, we've only come across or enter into paths that lead to further cyclic existence, and not if not coming to come across or enter into paths that lead to liberation from cyclic existence. So therefore, the teacher then teaches us the path that leads towards liberation from cyclic existence.
Hmm. 이말다 세번 고외 소원하다. 나도 동만 매번에 당진 마리비 온게 그래다 당진 마리바데 세번에.
So then the text says that they release me from being bound in the prison of existence. So since beginner's rebirth until now, we have been bound by the ignorance that grasps onto the self as inherently existing. So this state of mind is holds us within cycle existence. It sort of like causes us to be bound within cycle existence, as if it were like a net, a net. One is caught up in a net and unable to free oneself from bondage. Therefore, the Lama, by teaching the Dharma of selflessness, of emptiness, then frees us from this bondage that holds us within cycle existence.
Yes. Mm. Mm.
So then the text says that I have been worn out by illness for a long time, and there are my doctors. So here, if a patient has been ill for a long time, being afflicted by a chronic illness, then if they were to meet one day chance upon a physician, a doctor that's able to provide medicine and cure their long-term disease and illness, then this person, the patient, the sick person, will be extremely happy. So likewise, all of us have been, since beginner's rebirth until now, have been caught within cycle existence due to afflictive emotions, and experience, the various forms of suffering. We're constantly tormented by the various forms of suffering. So the Lama is able to teach us the Dharma and to cure us, of this illness of cycle existence and having to experience the various sufferings, this illness of afflictive emotions. So therefore here it refers to the Lama as being like a doctor.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Member this on the chatting chapa pap chivina met the same row. Then no ye no more member the bate by Shiva Chibi chatting about the Lamare something Kupache got this one.
Yes. Then the text says that they are the rain clouds that put up my blazing fire of attachment and the like. So here on our mind streams, since beginner's rebirth, our minds have been afflicted by very strong afflictive emotions such as anger and pride and so forth. So all these different various delusions or afflictive emotions have been very rampant, like a wildfire. So the dilemma, these various afflictive emotions causes our minds to be extremely disturbed. Be constantly disturbed. So the Lama is like a rain cloud, put forth a rain of Dharma, it pacifies all these sufferings, or disturbances caused by the afflictive emotions.
Yes. Mm. Mm.
So here then, following the text, it says, it quotes from the Array of Stalks Sutra, in which it says, Yuthu Sudana. So here, Sudana, is a renowned bodhisattva who over time was never satisfied with relying on spiritual masters. His desire to rely on spiritual masters was never satisfied. So it was constantly, through many hardships, went in search of many qualified spiritual masters, relied upon them, and hence, you know, there were all these various sutras that came forth about his reliance on the spiritual master. And then here, therefore here, when it refers to what the text addresses, what the sutra addresses, the Sudana, here at this point of time, Lama Tsongkhapa says that we should think that we ourselves are being addressed, you know, instead of just another person, but actually we should think that the following lines are actually addressing ourselves. So here the first line is this: the teachers are those who protect me from all the miserable realms. So the teachers protect us from falling to the lower realms. So this line refers to the teachers teach us a path, you know, corresponding to the being of the lower scope, you know, the lower capable being. Yes. Yes. So then the text says, they caused me to know the sameness of phenomena. So here the teacher is referring to the teacher teaching us the wisdom of selflessness, you know, that or emptiness, that is the antidote, the very antidote to the self, the ignorance of the self-grasping mind, the ignorance, ignorant mind that grasps onto the self and inherently existing. So here this line refers to the teacher that teaches the path corresponding to a middle capable of being.
Yes.
Then the text says that the teachers, they caused me to know, they show me the paths that lead to happiness and those that lead to unhappiness. So here it refers to the teacher teaching us the differences between the lower vehicle and the greater vehicle, the Hinayana and Mahayana. So here the path of happiness refers to the Mahayana, the path that leads to Buddhahood, and the path of unhappiness refers to the path of the Hinayana path. So the reason being that if we enter into the Hinayana or lower vehicle path, then the mind does not, you know, the mind that wants to benefit others, you know, gets blocked. You know, one does not, it's not interested in wanting to perform works to benefit others, accomplish the welfare of others. So one strives for one's own benefit, cultivates a path. Eventually, when one achieves the result of the path, which is a liberation, then one remains within the meditative concentration, you know, on that bliss of liberation, peaceful liberation, for a long time, for many eons. However, this is not sufficient for an individual's development. So therefore, the Buddha's, after when the karma is right, the Buddha's grant blessings, you know, send blessings towards that being and causes them to, inspires them to arise out of that meditative concentration and enter into the Mahayana path, beginning with the path of accumulation. So therefore, within this context, the Mahayana path is considered as the path of happiness. Because if a person, in this way, if a person first attains the state of arhatship, you know, in the lower vehicle, then from there to and then after that they're inspired by the Buddha to enter the Mahayana path, as compared to someone who right from the very beginning, you know, entered the Mahayana path and trained, then the first person who first went through the arhatship and then got inspired to enter Mahayana, even though at that point of time when they attained arhatship, they had already abandoned the obscurations of the afflictive emotions, you know, therefore they freed themselves from samsara. However, you know, they take a much longer time, you know, to achieve Buddhahood, whereas a person who first enters in the Mahayana path right from the beginning, then they achieve Buddhahood much more quickly. So then they say the text says to instruct me in deeds always auspicious. So this refers to like the bodhisattva activities. Then they reveal to me the path to see the omniscience. So they show the path will lead the disciple towards the state of Buddhahood, the non-abiding nirvana.
Yes.
So then the text says, they gave me the omniscience, they caused me to enter the ocean of reality sphere. So here means indirect perception of the true nature of all phenomena. And then the line says, they show me the sea of past, present, and future phenomena. Here refers to the omniscient mind that's able to perceive all the infinite variety, a myriad variety of phenomena. So the previous line, which says, enter the ocean reality sphere, this refers to the wisdom aspect, you know, of the Buddha's attainment. And then they show me the sea of past, present, future phenomena. This refers to the method aspect, you know, of the attainment.
Yes.
And then it says here, they reveal to me the circle of the noble beings assembly. So therefore the teacher, by teaching the Dharma, guides us to the state of an Arya or a noble being's attainment.
Yes.
So here the line says the teachers increase all my virtues, and also it depends, as it says, like the white dharma, so actually refers to the virtues, and it says remembering this you will weep. So here the useful sadhana, you know, then by remembering the kindness of the teacher, you know, then so remembering kindness of the teacher, then in such a way, then is moved to the point of weeping. So likewise, you know, for ourselves, by remembering the kindness of the teacher in such a way with great respect, you know, and then remembering the kindness of the teacher, and then developing faith within our hearts, you know, then we have to constantly meditate in such a way over and over again, up to the point whereby even the hairs on the pores of our body, you know, rise up, you know, and then we start to even, then tears come to our eyes. So we have to meditate on the kindness of the teacher in such a way up to such a state.
Yes. And 공원도 연노 송이 승야다 주주민도도 승야 대체 그 가빈 로원의 가빈 된대요 삼바진에 나지 다이 연노 송이 야가 쏟아다 비비신인 된남 나라네 남대와 남대와 동바체보 군도 좀 비춤비 동바체보 오세야 된대게 가빈 트레네 대다게 돈 쓰지도 다 이말에 심 이제는 이왕도 된다 많이 봤지 지금은 전부 제가 이나 아니 구가 제가 그래서
so then the text says that recollect your teacher's kindness in accordance with this text personalize it by replacing they with these teachers in all the phrases describing a teacher's kindness so in this section of relying on this guru the first section we mentioned before, training in faith, which is the root, and then secondly, remembering the teacher's kindness and being respectful. So at this point of time, when we during these two portions, when we're meditating on these, we should visualize in the space in front of ourselves all the spiritual masters that we have, you know, however many or few they may be, that we meditate them in front of ourselves and then generate great faith towards these spiritual masters. Generate great faith, and then by reciting the verses mentioned above, you know, following the quotations from above, then remembering the kindness of the teacher within one's heart, you know, that such and such a teacher has been so kind to me, that all these teachers give me such benefit and teach me such paths, as mentioned before, the paths that lead to happiness. And those that lead to unhappiness, and they also instruct me in these always auspicious. So remembering all these various kindness, you know, then with one's mind single pointedly focused on the meaning of these words, one recites it aloud while remembering, you know, the kindness of each and every individual teacher. That is with one's mind unwavering, you know, with an undistracted mind. Mind being single pointedly focused on each and every teacher, on the words, meaning of the words and their kindness, then by remembering in such a way, reciting them aloud, then one will generate a respect eventually within one's mind stream for these teachers.
Yes. Then a dog gives you two mama and then giving shiny and then a dog gives you shiny. Dog gave all the young shiny and the dog a two mama. Chugu yon day on the tonnage, 2,000 yon day tamjit on Bershevata. Then on a just on using the chonam tomba. Yinches, some men and they own by yins. Then the chugu yon, so using the chonam yinch, simply some of their own source. Then the song.
Yes. So then, so the same way substitute these words in the former sutra, which is the Ten Teaching Sutra, was mentioned before. In the same way, then again here, Lama Tsongkhapa again quotes from the Ray of Stalks Sutra, which says, you know, "I Sudana have come here, and thinking one pointedly, these are my teachers, instructors in the teachings. So the ones who totally reveal the good qualities of all things." So, Sudana, you know, then by this point in time, you should also apply this to yourself as well, thinking that your teachers are the ones who totally reveal all the good qualities of the Dharma, you know, and it says here, and then fully teach the Bodhisattva way of life. So the teacher also teaches us, you know, the Bodhisattva, the mode of practice within the Bodhisattva's vehicle. Yes.
Mm-hmm. 이 말에다 비비신에 대해 다 제발쟁에게 마다버리 아니 단다 보고다 엄마쟁에게 마마다버리 성원이 말해 빼나 다 더한데 단다 답이 나오면 통마 아니 소남이세요 데려와 소남 아니 소남의 쇼 아니 소남의 조남 Yonamne, Tonam, Gonam, Melo Namse, Lamnat, Remajin the Drogo Yorwa. In the Tatoma, Nam Toma, Tonam Yinza, then Butjevis Tonot. In Dagmata, 촌놈 아 돈지지 라마라 자이 버리 다 데네 버지 신네 에 엄마 제제 야소야지 데나게네 촌놈 토산에 아니 촌놈이 아 용데 데레야 용츠 종지 고네 고네 배워져야 아 존남 그렇지 근데 존남 존남 뽐바드 자유
So, then it says here, because of giving birth of these qualities in me, they are like my mother. Because of giving me the milk of good qualities, they are like my wet nurses. So, and the spiritual master is likened to a mother that gives birth to a child and cherishes it, you know, gives it great affection and love. And also the virtuous friend is like a wet nurse that nurses a child. So like this, the meaning, you know, behind these analogies is that of the all the paths leading to liberation, firstly, you know, one enters into the first path, which is the path of accumulation, and then following that one proceeds the path of preparation, the path of seeing, you know, the path of meditation, the path of no more training, so more or the path of no more learning. So all these are like the five paths, you know, leading to liberation. So of all these five paths, the first path, which is the path of accumulation, then at that point of time, you know, the Lama by giving teachings causes the disciple to generate this or enter into this first path, which is similar to like giving birth to a child, you know, giving birth to similar to childbirth, a new engendered experience. And then from then on, then the Lama continues to give teachings to the student and causes the disciple to engender more qualities, nourishes their qualities. Just like, you know, a child having been born, following that, then the wet nurse or the mother then provides the milk, you know, and nourishes the child's, you know, assisting or supporting its growth. So likewise, having entered into the path of accumulation, the Lama then nourishes the qualities of the disciple by giving the Dharma. So this second analogy of the wet nurse refers to the path, can be understood to be referring to a path of preparation. Yes.
Remember that. So nam se ya de pabe lang le phoma chi. Do ni da phoma ni tu sam ji gong le den nam be. And the so so ba jeba. Remember. Then the yin du so nam se ya de. 대네 전남지 가서 공정도 지었지. 대형이 돈이 없으면 또 가서 약 조가 제가 다녀오 인자 전남지.
Yes. So the first path, you know, is the path of accumulation. So this is the first of the all first of the five paths are leading towards liberation. And at this point of time, one mainly engages in hearing teachings about emptiness and the contemplation and doing meditation on emptiness. However, one's main practice is accumulating the various conditions. Within the first path, one mainly tries to gather the basis or establish the basis for practice by relying mainly on hearing and contemplation of the path, and then at the same time accumulating virtue, you know, merit at the same time. So then the second path, which is a path of preparation, at the point of time, then one starts to have a little bit of meditational experience, and one comes close to the realization of emptiness. So therefore, it is called the path of preparation.
Yes.
So
라바다 아 임바다 잠진은 더 중요요나는 잠진 프로토비아요마와 최중요는 더 요위는 남성 프로용으로 된 원제는 개비신이 잠소진은 루슨도 내 유진이 연대조임
Yes. So the text further says that they thoroughly train me in the branches of enlightenment. These teachers turn away agents of harm. Like doctors, they free me from old age and death. Like Indra, the chief of the deities, they let rain of nectar fall. Like the full moon, they fill me the white teachings of virtue, showing the way towards peace. They are the light. They are like the light of the sun. With regard to friends and enemies, they are like mountains. So this line then refers to generally in our mind streams, we tend to have aversion towards our enemies and attachment towards our friends. And so these two states of mind, or emotional states of mind, then causes us to be perpetually disturbed, or we're constantly in a state of constantly being moved, you know, or back and forth, you know, by these different emotions. So the lamas, you know, the virtuous friend, having abandoned aversion to its enemies and attachment to its friends, are immutable, immovable like mountains. So then they by their guidance, they're able to cause us to abandon such disturbing states of attachment and anger and aversion. Then the line further says that they have minds imperturbable, like as the ocean. So here, the minds of this spiritual friend is described by the ocean. So if you have a small body of water, like a pond or a small pool of water, if you throw a stone into that pond, then that causes a lot of ripples, you know, unending ripples. But if you have to throw a small stone into the ocean, then, you know, then there's hardly, you know, you hardly disturb the ocean in any way. So likewise, the minds of the spiritual master are described to be such, and they also, you know, benefit us by causing to achieve this quality. And so the spiritual masters cause our minds to be also like them, you know, like the ocean, undisturbed, cannot be disturbed. So then the line says that they wholly care for me and are like pilots of a ferry. So the spiritual master cares for us with great loving kindness and compassion. And so taking care of the disciples and guiding them on the path. And they are like the pilots of a ferry. So because we are caught within the ocean of cycling existence, then the Lama, you know, then delivers us from this state, you know, saves us out from this ocean of cycling existence, and to be free from it, and then delivers us to the shore of liberation. So therefore, the Lama is like the pilot of a ferry. Then it says here, thinking in this way, you know, I've come here. So in Tibetan text, it says Sudana has come here, you know. So in this point of time, so he says that Sudana, by thinking in such a way, remembering the various qualities of the spiritual master, has come here to rely, had come to the feet of the spiritual masters to rely upon them. So at this point of time, we should apply this to ourselves. You know, so in English here, it says, I've come here, so that's appropriate to apply the word I, to think that we, you know, to relate to the spiritual master in such a way, to think we rely on the spiritual master because of these reasons. Yes.
Yes.
Then the lines continue to say, these bodhisattvas have caused my mind to develop. They have produced my enlightenment as a Buddhist child. Therefore, these my teachers are praised by the Buddhists, who such precious thoughts have come here. As they protect the world, they are like heroes. They are captains, protectors, and refuge. So your captains, in Tibetan, the word tebe, used to refer to in the ancient times when people used to set sail on boats that were in search of jewels in the ocean. So the person leading the boat, the captain, what we call tebe in Tibetan, the person has to have experience, in this field of knowing, has had experience of going on such voyages before, and know where to go for to search for these jewels, and the person must have a lot of merit, in order for that voyage of retrieving jewels, finding new jewels to be successful. So therefore, here it refers to lama in such a way. So the other analogies are almost quite similar. Yes. So here, the line continues says that they are an eye providing me with happiness, which has thoughts of respect to serve my teachers. So here, one can understand that when one is practicing these lines, one visualizes the teachers, mentally envisions the teachers within one's sphere of perception, and then one generates great faith towards the teacher, understanding that the teachers, the spiritual teachers, are the ones who lead us towards great happiness. They are like the eyes of providing me happiness, giving happiness to me, leading me towards the happiness. So, the spiritual teachers tell us which are the paths to be followed and which are the paths that are not to be followed. The suitable paths and the unsuitable paths for practice. So therefore, all these are dependent on the teacher. And also in the last line of the requesting lineage, it's a prayer requesting lineage gurus, it has the line, referring to the spiritual masters as the eyes that see all the vastness of all the scriptures. So here, it's also referring to that the spiritual master is able to perceive all the vast scriptures, and then showing us, the path leading to liberation as well as omniscience. So like this, while reciting these above verses, verses mentioned above, then we should substitute yourself, for a sadhana, and then envisioning your teachers and remembering the kindness of each and every one of them in such a way. Then we should meditate up to the point where our the hairs on the pores of body arise and tears come to our eyes and so forth.
Yes. Lamanda, 개비신이 가르치기 바래. 네, 인도 제일 선제를 사기 가리 구이샤자 두번 사기 가리에서 선물해. 인도 제일 다 선제 몸보지 편네 선제다 응안주 배워나 선제 좋은 멤버지 배사래. 대다게는 선제 좋은 멤버지 타봐서 선제 뭐 고요래데 응안원서 내대래. 인도 선제의 투지 총소 말해. 나눠서 내년에 온게 뒤에까나 당연히 내년 던지지를 내네. 마지막에. 내가 이제 도마시아도 봐 팬네. 근데 들과수민이 내가 고이야 몸부지 좀 말아. 근데 라좀 말아. 최차 몸부지 좀 말아. 얘는 나눠서 뒤에까나 그래 좀비 샤브스냐 샤네. 뒤에까나네. 좀비 샤워도 집이 뭐지 이나 뭐. 나 좀비 샤브게 워나 집이 뭐지 이나요. 아니 얘만 되나 사이 되었다고 뇨네. 네, 뭔데 공부 통해야 된다 소문이. 나도 대가 난 된다지 요 맞아 말이. 인도에네 다 도메시아도 봐 대래 주유 주야다 된다 맞아 와 인도. 아니 개비신이게 남편이 말로 같대. 다봐 삼진 공부나 롱이 드롭 통나. 아니 드롭 투야 된다를 치야 인도 개비신이한테 샤샤 두번이요 사과를 해서 같은 인물이잖아.
Yes. So in this way, we remember the kindness of the virtuous friend and spiritual master due to their kindness of teaching the Dharma to us and then in establishing us within the states of liberation and omniscience, you know, leading us along the path and ultimately establishing within that state. So then remembering that the kindness of the spiritual master, you know, that therefore that also if you're referring to another line point in the Lamrim whereby one remembers the spiritual master as being greater than all the Buddhas. You know, so in that, from the viewpoint of qualities, you know, there's no being that could possibly excel in qualities beyond the Buddha. You know, the Buddha is the most highest in quality. So quality wise, in terms of qualities, then the spiritual master is not higher or greater than the Buddhas. But in terms of kindness, you know, it is in terms of the kindness of the spiritual master that has exceeded all the Buddhas. So the reason being that, in general, the spiritual master being greater than all the Buddhas is because that we are all the Buddhas. You know, we are the followers of Guru Shakyamuni Buddha. You know, we're the followers of his teachings. So Guru Shakyamuni Buddha have, you know, we are following his Dharma. So therefore, he's greater than all the other Buddhas. However, you know, but the Guru is even greater, or in terms of kindness of teaching the Dharma to us in these times, greater than Guru Shakyamuni Buddha. You know, so the reason being that there have numberless Buddhas have come to this world and taught the Dharma and established many sentient beings upon the path to liberation and omniscience. But however, we have been left behind. This is not because that the Buddhas have abandoned us or that they have missed out on us, but it's because that due to our own karma, you know, and afflictive emotions, we have not been able to meet with these Buddhas and receive their teachings. You know, we have been sort of left ourselves behind in cycling existence. So even when the actual Shakyamuni Buddha came to this world, you know, our teacher Shakyamuni Buddha came to this world to teach the Dharma, he established many beings, you know, upon the various paths of the three vehicles. Then, like within history, you can see that many hundreds and thousands of people were established, you know, within the state of arhatship. They attained the state of an arhat. So when the Buddha was abiding in this world, you know, it is said that wherever he walked, even the worms that he passed over in the ground, the worms underneath his feet that he passed over would experience, you know, 7 days of bliss. You know, they would experience 7 days of bliss equivalent to the happiness, a blissful experience of the God realms. And after that, then they would be born in the higher realms, you know. So even us, you know, even us were left behind, we did not even experience benefit like that. So, at the Shakyamuni Buddha's time, we were not able to receive teachings. However, at this point of time, you know, the spiritual masters have taught us the Dharma and taught us the different ways of practicing and cause us to achieve, to lead, to follow the path and achieve the results of liberation of nations in the future. So therefore, the kindness of the spiritual master is greater than all the Buddhas. So, then remembering the kindness of the spiritual master in teaching the Dharma to us. So, as mentioned yesterday, the kindness, you know, yesterday we mentioned about how great the kindness of the spiritual master that teaches the Dharma, out to the extent that the scriptures have mentioned that, you know, equivalent to the number of syllables within the verses that are being taught to us. You know, if we, that number of aeons were spent venerating and serving the spiritual master without deceit, you know, one is still unable, you know, to fully repay the kindness of the spiritual master. So then remembering that the life stories, you know, of the previous lifetimes of the Shakyamuni Buddha prior to his enlightenment, therefore every verse that we requested teachings for, he underwent many hardships, you know, in order to receive those teachings. So for example, when he was born as the prince called Gyatso Dawa, then in order to receive teachings from this Brahmin, for each verse he offered lots of gold, thousands of pieces of gold for each verse of teaching. Then on another lifetime or occasion, when he was, he was here to teaching for another teacher, who were first Dharma teachings, and the teacher said, you know, you're able to light 8,000 lamps, you know, brighter lamps on your body, and then within the flesh of your body, then I will teach you the Dharma. So then he requested his teacher that if I was able to do that, you know, until the point that the lamps completely burnt out, you know, then please give me the teachings. So he actually physically did that, you know, lit all these bio lamps within his physical body and offered them, and then, you know, for these, as a request, for an earnest request for these teachings. No. So the Buddha put all the wax over the various parts of his body, and then when the teaching started, then he lit the lamps, you know, as the teaching started during the process of that. So here, also again another lifetime, then the Buddha, then when he was requesting for Dharma teachings, then he used his skin, you know, as paper, and then his bones as on the pen and so forth, and then, you know, to write down the teachings and so forth. And another occasion that he was requested to give up his children as well as his spouse as an offering for the teaching, and for that he also happily did that. And then so therefore we can see that the Buddha went through so many hardships, you know, in order to receive the Dharma teachings, and that our spiritual master is now had given us, you know, these teachings readily. So due to the kindness, remembering the kindness of the spiritual master by giving us such precious teachings.
Without illness.
So we have been able to receive illness. So the due to the kindness of the spiritual master, we have been able to receive all these teachings without having to go through the various hardships as the Buddha had experienced in his previous lives in order to receive the Dharma. So remembering the kindness of the spiritual master in within that context.
And the mango tune in Jeju, my sugar pala, and the Rome of a change of shorty, and the Lama Tebada, and in June, some Jewish, Namji the Mara, and Lofty Chimbo Johnson. It is only she did in the Lapacardi.
So, also, other than the kindness of the spiritual master giving Dharma teachings to us, also remembering the kindness in times of not teaching the Dharma, the kindness of the spiritual master in blessing our mind streams. So when Pamukha, Geshe Pamukha Deshe Ningpo was alive, then he went to meet his spiritual master, Jemen Hunbu Thangpo, who was officiating in this offering ceremony, you know, it's hope offerings, Ganachapra feast offering ceremony. So during the feast offering ceremony, from the beginning of the recitation up to the end, then Gyatso Pambongkha was moved, you know, to tears, that he could not stop crying from the beginning to the end. And within his heart, he received, you know, he generated an uncommon faith in his heart, as well as experiences of renunciation and bodhicitta within his mind stream that is unusual or different from the usual times.
Yes.
So, and also generated very strong experience of guru devotion and so forth that were uncommon, you know, that were not usually there in his mind, generated an unusually strong experience. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Pacheta, and yet in the door,
So, also by requesting, you know, to the spiritual master with very strong faith, you know, with very extremely strong faith, requesting a spiritual master, then one is able to experience the benefit of, you know, removal of obstacles as well as harms or adverse circumstances, you know, by the kindness of the blessings of the spiritual master. So then one should remember the kindness of the spiritual master in granting blessings, you know, when he's not actually, he or her is not actually teaching the Dharma.
Then 근데 상담 많이 한 말이 전쟁 거들 백가 대해서야.
So then I'm remembering also the kindness of spiritual material gifts, you know, in order to gather into the entourage. So here the spiritual master gives us also material gifts, you know, then gradually they gather us, you know, within this entourage of disciples. So this is one of the practices of the Bodhisattvas, which is called the four ways of gathering. So within this practice, then the Bodhisattva first, you know, performs the generosity of material gifts, then gradually gathers these beings, you know, into their entourage, and then teaches them the Dharma. You know, so therefore, this is the practice of the Bodhisattvas. So remembering the kindness of the spiritual master in granting material gifts and gathering us into his entourage. Yes. So with regard to actual generosity of material possessions and then gathering into the entourage, gathering within their entourage, that even if the Lama does not actually provide, not actually physically hand you material gifts, but all the happiness and pleasures as well as your material wealth and resources and enjoyments, you know, all these are due to, you know, the kindness of the spiritual master, the reliance of the spiritual master, we've been able to acquire these. So you should remember all these as also being, you know, part of the remembrance of kindness of the spiritual master, giving material gifts and gathering into an entourage. Yes. So giving a So due to the relying on the kindness of the guru, one is able to receive all these various enjoyments and so forth. So this is not even though the guru doesn't actually give the material wealth, but relying on the kindness of the guru, one is able to achieve all this material wealth. So this is part of that practice.
Part of the kindness of guru benefiting you by giving miscellaneous.
So this is part of the benefit of the guru giving you even this is considered part of that section of giving
kindness of guru.
Yes. Kindness of guru giving the
disciple by giving miscellaneous things.
Yes. Benefiting the disciple by giving miscellaneous things. Yes.
또
So there is the life story of the tutor of the Eighth Dalai Lama, Dajin Yeshe Gyatso. And at the very beginning, he was like a monk, you know, a very simple monk, led a life of a meditator, you know, spent a lot of time meditating in the caves, just like Milarepa. And then, so spent a lot of time on his actual meditation practices, and so had very ragged, you know, meditator kind of appearance, led a kind of lifestyle. Then later he came down to Lhasa to listen to the teachings from Puchungawa Chamba. At that point of time, during those, he was still also dressed, you know, again, very shabby clothes. Then one day, one master, one official, came to him to request to perform Tidrit, which is the long life practice, to perform some long life rituals. So the he was given some thamba, barley flour, as well as some butter. You know, so then at that point in time, he thought that he was, you know, he sort of like thought, oh, maybe people are starting to see some qualities, you know, in me, so that he generated a bit of like pride or arrogance within his mind. Then, however, the next day when he attended the teachings of his learning teachings of his teacher, that his teacher said that in actual fact, there when his teacher taught to this section of relying on the spiritual master. His teacher said that actually there are practices of relying on the spiritual master to achieve barley flour, and practice of relying on the spiritual master to achieve butter. And then so but some people think that this is I'm sorry, my misunderstanding. So, the Lama was giving the Lama teaching that said that there are occasions whereby the Lama or this Guru manifests barley flour, sometimes when the Guru manifests butter and so forth. And then some people, not knowing that, then think that, you know, this is due to their own achievements, that they managed to you know, gather or receive these offerings. So then Dajin Yeshe Gyatso, when he heard that, you know, then he's, you know, immediately his mind, his pride was completely crashed, you know. So then
fainted.
So he was completely fainted due to that shock. Then he fainted from that, and then remained completely unconscious until the teaching was finished.
So 넘바 되시고 근데 넘베 밴드다 로봉 파워스야 이제 이차가로와 근데 공기 선물에 공기 선고야 된다 근데 아얀데베 순진노데베 가면나 다 젠다 넘마 젠다다 순진지 남지 벨라마나 구바지 근데 다 공부 지금 된데 조전에 중요해요. 근데 로봇 바워 단은 무딘네 넘바드 슈로 선자 아코 공부장한테 된데서네 중요한 조대요. 예, 대가나 아니 남이 예. 난 삼제라. 근데 저는 나가면 또 스승 버려. 단다. 바워. 근데 코다 개바 선자 따지제네. 너무 멍멍 냄새지 요리 뒤진에 가지고는 나가면 또 숨이야돼 당에 누이다 좋은지 요리였어 누이다 근데 산나 돈인데 다 나로 대통 튀니도 내리면 또 대리 공원지네 남아 댄서 남아 가지고 봐서야 산나
yes so then the next part goes to talk about how to rely on the spiritual master in actual practice then it quotes from Ashvaghosha's 50 verses on Guru devotion. So here Ashvaghosha composed this text on which comprises of 50 verses that talks about the appropriate manner of relying on the spiritual master. So here within the 50 verses he composed, that he this master Ashvaghosha, he was originally a non-Buddhist, a non-Buddhist. Then he debated with the Buddhist master Aryadeva. debating with Aryadeva, he lost, during a religious debate, and therefore he converted to Buddhism, entered into the Buddhist path, and it became known as the Lobun Bawo, in later times. So one day when Aryadeva was giving a Dharma teaching, then all the students, so knew how to like come in. This Ashvaghosha, together with other students, came in to attend the teachings of Aryadeva. And so the other students, knew the proper way of posture, they sort of sat with their legs crossed and so forth, and sit in the proper manner. But Aryadeva, since he was a new convert to Buddhism, did not know the proper way of sitting, so he sat with his legs and stretching out, So then, at the end of the teachings, then Aryadeva, the Guru Aryadeva then asked him, he said, you're not sick, are you? You're not physically unwell. You're not sick, are you? No. It's not the end of the teachings. During the teachings, Aryadeva asked Ashvaghosha and said, you're not sick, are you? So then, because Ashvaghosha, even though he had just converted from another tradition, but he was a logician by nature, so he was very smart and intelligent, so immediately he could understand that if the Guru has so many disciples, but of all of them he specifically asked me if I was sick, and sick is a fault of the physical state, So therefore then he came to realize that this was a fault in his physical... So he thought there was something to do with a mistake in his physical body. So he gradually came to the realization of that, and then that's when he wrote this. Then found that his physical posture was inappropriate, that he came to compose this 50 verses.
Lamme to minima karindona, a de bon jaguaris. A de goya karisena, Mundu tangi laman in Jumuyori. Then the Indu, Ubo tamjid, no longer tamjid, lamani go jagu, do not do tamjid, and lamani go jaguaris.
So within these 50 verses, it says, Ashvaghosha says, what need is there to say much here? So it says, what need is there to say more? The essence of Guru devotion is that, do whatever pleases your gurus, whatever your gurus please, makes your gurus please, you should, try to practice that. And eliminate all factors that that causes your gurus to be displeased. So all that displeases your gurus should be completely abandoned. And analyzing this, strive at it, you know, strive at this practice. So once, and it says, once you've understood Vajradhara's statement, you know, the Vajradhara's prediction that, you know, his proclamation of the guru's qualities, that attainments follow proper reliance on the master. So Vajradhara has said that if you properly rely on the spiritual master, you achieve all the different siddhis or the spiritual attainments. So therefore, thoroughly please your gurus in all the things that you do. So this is the essence of the 50 verses.
Yes.
So then, so the three avenues to achieving what pleases a guru is, so when you're serving, you know, so strive, the main practice is strive to achieve what pleases your gurus and to eliminate what displeases them. So then the three ways, you know, three avenues to which this practice can be accomplished is firstly by offering material gifts, secondly by respecting and serving with their body and speech, and thirdly, and by practicing in accordance with their words, you know. So other than making actual physical material offerings, then also by respecting and serving the body speech, such as praising the guru, and as well as serving as a servant, attendant, or as a even a nurse, you know, when the guru is physically unwell. Now, of all these three ways of pleasing the guru, the main one is through practice in accordance with their words, in accordance with their injunctions and advices, instructions. One should practice accordingly. That is the best way to please the guru. So then it quotes from Maitreya's Ornament of the Mahayana Sutras: rely on the teacher by way of respect, material things, service, and practice.
Yes. Bodo chumma tang, hima ronso ki dati na nojo yuwe muichi guyo sumare. Nindi da, di ronga tamse lobo ne jimi se ne reyachi. Yon, jimi bodo chumma tose marja ne reyachi nye son yimare. Hima da, ronga tamse lobo ne jimi se, jimba tang e kawla ne lobo jine trik maria se yagi son ronga. Ronga tamse lobo jimi se na.
Yes.
Kori re. Yonche jena ronge tamse lobo ne se jinsa ke yorte meksuka jime pote chumaton se jenda ke ne jimaton a menu ke ronge pote chumata ronso te so jimaton tunge kabo rwa jenda jenje jim menu ke pote chumata ronso ke yon lama tengo yore tende jindu Buddha Chumma Tho So Ke Yon Lama Tong Chin Lama Teng Gu Yon Na Ani Nor Long Jo Se Ya Meta Pa Yo Wa Ti Ta Shi Ma Gu Pa Re Wa Sa
So then and then in the Ornament of Maya Sutras it also says a steadfast person who practices just as taught by the Guru pleases that Guru properly. So then we come to a portion about offering material gifts, whereby it quotes from the 50 verses on Guru devotion, and it says here, if you always rely on your pledged master, and by giving things not normally given, your child, spouse, and your life, one needs to speak of ephemeral resources. So here, in Tibetan, the word jimin, which means not normally given, is at the beginning of the second line in the verse, and it can be understood to be it can be understood in two ways, either appended to the first line or appended to the second line. So here, if you append the first line, it means that if you always rely on your pledged master, so not normally given means that one should not abandon the pledged master. The master has given you the samayas, So, and then if I understood the second way, then it says giving things that are not normally given. So usually, here it refers to your child, your spouse, your own life. So usually, these are things that other people have difficulty giving up to, to the spiritual master. So, however, even these things, when you rely on a spiritual master, it is appropriate to even give up these things as an offering, So it says one needs to speak of ephemeral resources. So ephemeral refers to things that are transitory, such as our own wealth and property and so forth. So what more is one needs to speak of these transitory things? Yes.
In Marita, Namanane, Tende, Renyeba Zonzen Puganina, Pugoya Karisena, Tezi Sonje Tamje, the Tadu Pugani, the Jors, Laman Puganina, Sonje Tamje, the Pugu Pain of Toguare, Sonje Tamje, the Puganina, Sonam with Sopa, the Mabo Sagare, Sonam Yoyina, and Mundu Togare, Sonam Marita, Jimde, Soson Mundu Toya, teacher.
Yes. So then, why do we have to offer, all our wealth and enjoyments and so forth, to the spiritual master? So here, the next line, next quotation, then goes, offering to your pledged master constitutes continuous offering to all the Buddhas. So by offering to your spiritual master such a physical, material, miscellaneous offerings, gifts, then this is equivalent of what by doing that one receives the benefit of making offerings, of miscellaneous gifts to all the Buddhas. And then the quotation continues saying that offering to them is a collection of merit. From the collections of merit and sublime wisdom comes the supreme attainment. So therefore, by making offerings in such a way, one receives the benefit of offering to all the Buddhas, one accumulates great merit, and from there on one has the capacity to achieve the cities or the spiritual attainments.
Yes.
Yes. So, then it quotes from the Geshe called Geshe La Sora, which mentioned that we should offer if you keep what is good to yourself. So it's a Kadampa Geshe La Sora. Mentioned that if you offer bad things, things that are sort of like poor in quality, deteriorated or degenerate stuff that's poor in quality, while keeping what is good, or possessing or keeping what is good for yourself alone, then you ruin your pledge, your bonds or samaya, spiritual bonds. So if your guru is pleased with this. But however, by offering these things, then your guru becomes pleased, then there is no fault, So if the main thing is pleasing the mind of the guru, then if the guru is pleased with it, there is no fault. Or if you are so deprived, that you have nothing other than what is bad, you know, or degenerated, deteriorated, then by offering that, then there is, again, there is no fault by offering that. So also in the same text elsewhere, it says that by that what those that we cherish, whatever you cherish the most, you know, as best, as the greatest, or you cherish as the most, those that you cherish as cherish the most, those things that you should actually offer to please the spiritual master. So then, in here, Lama Tsongkhapa says that the student's perspective differs from the guru's perspective, in that the students must make should make these offerings because the gurus themselves are the spiritual, are the supreme field of merit, you know, to which by making offerings to which that the students can accumulate the great collections of merit and sublime wisdom. However, from the lamas side, you know, the lamas should not take these gifts into consideration. So from the side of the disciples, you know, they should offer all the gurus whatever they can, you know, all wealth, enjoyments, and so forth, whatever they can offer, they should offer. But from the side of the master, spiritual master, it must be a master that is not, you know, like, you know, completely overwhelmed or focused, totally focused on the offerings. Yes. Then here, following that, Lama Tsongkhapa quotes from a writing of Geshe Sharawa, the Kadampa Geshe Sharawa is said to be a very great scholarly being. So there is in the lineage guru's prayer, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa calls him Sharawa, who is unequal in discrimination, in discriminating what is right and wrong. And so here, that's because when Sharawa, when he went to India at that point of time, at one point of time, Gagala Phera.
샤라와 페요 말이
페요 말이
페요 말이 돼
겨단에 로사와시
겨단에 로사와시 페바로
로사
빠스 로사
빠스 로사
그 야가는 페 야게 뇨 근데 놓아요 그래 그네 단다 남주 내나도 샤라와 콘케야 샤디 유선 로사의 조이야 텔라 쫑요 때 노자가 하면 걸어와 근데 거기 세인데 근데 놓으셔 세송인데 다다다 차대
So, he did not go to India. There was a Lozawa, a translator called Bata Lozawa, that had gone to India to study the Sanskrit language, and that had come back to Tibet. You know that he had translated the text called Entering the Middle Way, Umajuba. Then he came, to offer this text for checking. Editing or checking to Geshe Sharawa. So Geshe Sharawa, he was reading the text, then he said that he came across one point and said, oh, maybe this point should be, probably should be like this, you know. So at that point, Bata Lozawa did not see, the mistake, but later on when he read, he went back to read and check up again, and he found that it was exactly like Geshe Sharawa said, that this part, what should be like this. So that's where there came about this praise, that Shara was unequal in discrimination in his wisdom. He's a very scholarly being. So again, Sharawa then here says that we use the word guru for whomever is pleased by practice and does not give even the slightest consideration to material gifts. And so the spiritual master should be a being who is pleased mainly by the offering of spiritual practice from the side of the disciple and not offering of material or miscellaneous gifts. And it says here, he further goes on to say that one who does the opposite is not suitable to be a guru for those wishing to achieve liberation. So a person who does the opposite, focuses on the material offerings rather than on the dharma, then it's not suitable to be a guru. Then the reason being that responsibility or the role or function of the teacher or the guru to teach the path towards liberation. And so when the teacher is teaching the path, then that teaching itself becomes of all the four generosities, it becomes a generosity of dharma. Then during this generosity of dharma comes about only when the motivation of teaching the dharma is unsullied by afflictive emotions. It is not a mind that is lusting after offerings or praises, respect, fame, and honor, but purely out of a mind that wishes, that desires to benefit others. So if the teacher then has a mind, a motivation when teaching the Dharma that is solid by such afflictive emotions, desiring for praise, offerings, and so forth, then that teaching does not become an actual generosity of dharma, and then one does not actually derive benefit from such an act. So we've end today's teaching at this point, and whatever teachings you received heard today, please apply them to actual practice.